as the dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. From Psalms 133.
Destiny Adams. On November 11th, celebration. These are birthdays for this week, for this time. We ask everyone in the congregation to please stand as we sing happy birthday and honor our honorees as they remain seated.
Here at Dust Chapel, Lifetime, Amen. Gala, Christmas. this morning. Come on, let's give him a hand of praise.
Thank you.
Thank you. still have next week. If you don't have it this week, that's the shoe turning in next week. Amen. So we can try to reach our $7,000 goal. We got to get about 4 more air conditioning units here in our church. We have one already.
Amen.
In our church, amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, bless the Lord with that one. Amen. There's about 2 or 3 more that we got to get. That one is paying for. So let's get that one. We got to get about 2 or 3 more here in our church. If you want to pay that one off, if you want to go back and get 2 or 3 more, we're going to pay that one off. Go ahead and get 2 or 3 more, we're going to pay that one off. Go ahead and get 2 or 3 more, we're going to pay that one off. Amen.
People walk.
talking and talking. You can't hear no crickets. And the man said, I do. I hear crickets. I hear lots of them. And the man said, man, hush that voice. It's impossible when you hear crickets. When you have a man playing a trumpet, a man playing a keyboard, and a man beating drums, or somebody over here singing, I'm using a microphone. You can't hear no crickets in the midst of all this noise. And they walked about 50 feet. And the man stopped, reached down, and picked up a cricket. He said, I told you I was able to hear some crickets. And the man reached in his pocket, pulled out a hand full of coals, cast the coals in a row. The drummer stopped beating the drum. The piano player stopped playing the piano. The singer stopped singing. And the people stopped walking. All of them began to pick up coals. And the Native American looked at his friends and he said, they were able to hear coals in the midst of all this noise because they are in tune to life. He said, I was able to hear crickets in the midst of all this noise because I am in tune to nature. He said, what you are in tune to is what you're going to hear. God is teaching Elijah in the text how to hear his voice in the midst of all this noise. And the truth of the matter, the real deal as believers, just through observation in today's society, we got to be able to hear God's voice in the midst of all of this. All of this noise. I mean, it's a whole lot of noise taking place. But when you have more bills than money, that's a whole lot of noise. Whenever you're trying to raise defiant children, whenever you're trying to, amen, give your all on your job and people don't appreciate your efforts or your work, that's a whole lot of noise.
Don't miss a shot.
Change is good. Sometimes you got to move yourself away from some people. You got to move yourself away from some situations, from some circumstances. Don't you know that some people will have to turn and agree if you keep doing the same thing at the same time with the same people?
Thank you.
Elisha. Point number three is courage. Your courage deals with boldness, bravery, trust. Courage grows as you trust God. Elijah was running from Jezebel, running for his life. But now we see Elijah receiving courage and becoming a courageous individual. After his personal encounter with God, he has the courage now to go back and face Jezebel. I like it. This is the benefit of worshiping God. Whenever you spend a little time with the Lord, God will encourage you in your weak moments. Elijah had a bad habit of telling God, "God, I'm out here by myself." He had a bad habit of telling God that he was serving and doing the work all alone. And you know, depression kicked in on Elijah. And Elijah prayed that crazy prayer, asking God to take his life. And I learned from last night talking with Isaiah and other husbands, he really didn't need that prayer because he wanted to die. All he had to do was go back to Jezebel. Jezebel ready to kill him. Amen. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we pray stuff on evening. Amen. So now we see in the text how God is strengthening his child. And that's a vital lesson in the text, because that's the part of worshiping the Lord. You got to spend time with God, your personal time with God. You got to lean back up with God. And when you lean back up with God, God will give you strength. God will give you power to face Jezebel on Monday morning. He'll give you power to face Jezebel on Tuesday morning. He will give you power to face Jezebel on Wednesday morning. I don't know where you are, but the God that I serve, he is my refuge, my strength in a time of trouble. God will give you strength. Your mouth. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify like Pastor White? If you just wait on the Lord, if you renew your strength, you'll mind of being like an eagle, you'll run and not be weary, you shall walk in. You turn your face and you can see a small voice. And the devil goes, because it's a lot wrong.
Church is what I need. Gonna get my faith walk with God.
Bless the Lord.